Let's go to Vanuatu first, though, where 14 members of parliament, including the Deputy Prime Minister Moana Kakasis, will go to jail for bribery and corruption. Kakasis received 4 years in prison on 18 counts, though the sentences will be served concurrently. Former Prime Minister Serge Verhoor and Marcelino Pepite were handed 3-year sentences. Pepite recently sparked a constitutional crisis when he pardoned himself and the 13 MPs from corruption charges while he was acting president. Finance Minister Willie Jimmy, the only MP to plead guilty to the corruption charges, was given a suspended sentence. Ahead of the sentencing, Supreme Court Justice Mary Say called bribery a cancer and denounced the politician's actions.
I remind myself that you are the first in Vanuatu to be prosecuted for this offence in your capacity as members of parliament at the time of the offending. You were given power and authority. With power and authority comes an obligation of trust. You betrayed that trust, and in the course of doing that, you undermined the very institution that it was your duty to uphold. For that reason, as I have previously said, a fitting custodial sentence is required that fully reflects the need for denunciation and deterrence. Furthermore, where an offense involves a breach of trust, the court regards it as a significant aggravating factor. Generally, persons who occupy a position of trust or authority can expect to be treated severely by the criminal law.
Vanuatu Supreme Court Justice Mary Say giving her thoughts ahead of the sentencing. Tess Newton-Cain is a political analyst at the Vanuatu-based Dev Pacific think tank. She says the prison terms imposed on the MPs and the public reaction to the corruption cases may herald a real change in the way politics is conducted in Vanuatu.
Certainly, if these sentences that were handed down today remain, so if they are not overturned on appeal, then the obvious medium to long-term impacts are that people who have been very prominent in Vanuatu politics are not going to be present for some time, if ever again. So that's certainly going to have quite a significant impact on the overall landscape of who the players are and what their connections are and how that plays out. In terms of how people go about organising themselves politically in terms of putting together coalitions or seeking to get support for motions of no confidence, it may be, I mean, we would certainly hope that this would be a launching off point for a revisiting of the values that people embrace and the methods that they use. Certainly, if we were going to be very cynical, I guess you would say, well, no, they'll probably just carry on and they might just be a bit more careful about it so that they're not so likely to get caught. But I think overall, the general tone of the popular conversation about this issue is that people generally feel, you know, yes, we've had enough of this. And I think what's most comforting is that, particularly on social media, but in other conversations as well, people are saying, well, we need to take some responsibility for this. We need to be thinking about this when we make decisions about who we vote for in elections. We want our political parties to be thinking about this when they decide who to put forward for candidates. Now, none of that is a quick fix. All of this, it takes time. But I think there are certainly some indications that people are looking to mark this as a milestone from which we see a qualitative change going forward.
Well, we're seeing sentences for members of parliament here of up to 4 years in prison. I mean, members of parliament are going to jail and losing their seats. That's pretty unprecedented in itself, isn't it?
I think it is. It's very significant. It's significant for Vanuatu, and I think it's significant for the region. As we've discussed before, Bruce, there are numerous jurisdictions in this region where it's very hard to imagine that the sorts of things that we saw today would ever be allowed to take place, because the executive is so entrenched, or the judiciary is not sufficiently robust or independent to be able to actually put a process like this in place and see it through to its conclusion. So I think that can't be the significance of the process, and the fact that the process took place can't really be overstated.
A lot of times in the past where things like this have happened, people have sort of shrugged their shoulders and go, yeah, but what are you going to do? They're members of parliament, they're politicians, that's what they do. Is it really different this time? Have people decided, hey, look, enough is enough?
I think you're right that there is a certain amount of, well, you know, a pox on all the houses, that's what politicians are like. I think this is different in terms of the number of people that have apparently been involved. I think it's different in terms of the amount of public, particularly in Port Vila, the amount of public interest there has been in the case and in all the different aspects of the process. I think it's different in as much as when we saw the issue of the then Speaker attempting to pardon himself and various others, there was a real sense of this is bringing shame on the entire nation, and that was articulated very strongly by the President when he got back and had to then deal with that situation.